From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Many states are facing their worst budget crisis in years this summer, but none is in a deeper hole than California. The state assembly there is preparing to take up a budget compromise for the fiscal year that began 4 weeks ago. The state Senate approved the plan last night. Lawmakers acknowledge that the budget has something in it for almost everybody to hate. In a moment, we'll look at how the outlook in the states is putting a drag on the national economy. But first, NPR's Scott Horsley reports on the progress in California.
Members of the California Assembly don't like the new budget any better than their Senate colleagues do. But many, like Assemblyman Leland Yee, feel they have no choice but to vote for the spending plan, with California's credit rating slashed to near junk status and the state government in danger of running out of money.
It's not a good budget for the people. However, despite all of that, this is all we have right now.
Yee, a Democrat, is bothered by the budget's proposed cuts in health care and human services. On the Republican side, Assemblyman Dave Cox is equally unhappy with a plan to borrow another $10.7 billion. Like Yee, however, Cox expects some of his fellow Republicans will bite the bullet and vote for the budget.
Ultimately, there will be a minimum of six people on our side, and there'll have to be 47, 48 people on their side to get the requisite number.
Even though Democrats dominate both houses of the legislature, they need some Republican votes to pass a budget. That's why the compromise coming out of the Senate contained no new taxes beyond a controversial $4 billion increase in the car tax ordered by Governor Gray Davis earlier this year. Senate Democrats got some of what they wanted and avoided deeper spending cuts, but they did agree to a 5% cut in Medicaid reimbursement. Lucy Street of the Medi-Cal Policy Institute worries how that will affect some 6 million poor and disabled Californians.
It can only mean that things are likely to get worse before they get better in terms of patients being able to find doctors who are willing to treat them.
Local governments stand to lose more than $1 billion under the proposed budget. In addition, they would have to swap sales tax revenue for property taxes. State officials insist the swap would be dollar for dollar, so local governments wouldn't lose money. But Executive Director Chris McKenzie of the California League of Cities is not so sure.
Our real concern is whether that particular commitment will be kept in the years that are ahead of us when the state is still clawing its way out of its fiscal crisis.
The legislature's long-stalled budget negotiations seemed to pick up momentum last week, soon after Standard & Poor's slashed California's credit rating. The downgrade will cost the state hundreds of millions of dollars in additional borrowing costs. Even if lawmakers act quickly to adopt a budget, the credit rating will not improve right away. But State Controller Steve Wesley says it would be a constructive step.
You can be sure that the legislature will be back working immediately on additional cuts because we have a long way to go to put our financial house in order.
Governor Davis, who's facing a recall, says he will sign the compromise budget. Forecasters say the plan would still leave California with a deficit of nearly $8 billion in the next fiscal year. Scott Horsley, NPR News.